Actually, the case that Sarah and I worked on together is a perfect example of what I'm going to talk about today, and that is when practice areas overlap each other. In the case that we had homestead issues, probate issues, and bankruptcy issues, and sometimes it's very difficult when you do have practice areas that overlap each other, and so that is one of the things that we're going to talk about today. And there is my explanation of what that can look like in the real world. They don't always mesh well together. They don't play well together sometimes. I do want to thank you for inviting me to speak to you today. I actually enjoy making seminar presentations. This is the first time I've had the opportunity to speak to this group, and I hope that you get something out of the presentation and also out of the paper that goes along with it. And I do want to take a minute to let you know what's in the paper. I'm not sure you can read that, but you can see that there are lots of topics that are covered. So if you haven't had the opportunity to read the paper, you browse through it, because there are some different topics that are included in there. What I'm going to concentrate on is the upcoming changes to the bankruptcy forms and rules. I'm going to talk a little bit about conduit, a little bit about the proof of claim and the problems that we're continuing to see with the proof of claim with regard to residential mortgages. And then, if we have time, I'm going to talk about stuff you should watch out for in the confirmation and claims objection process. So, turning first to the upcoming changes, the first thing I want to tell you is that every rule I cite, every code provision that I talk about, every case that I talk about is in the written materials, so you don't need to worry about jotting that down. So just, I always hated that at a seminar where you feel like you if you don't write it down right now, you're never going to have that information again.